Let me ask you something. At the end of a training flight, which hand is more tired? For a lot of students, it's the right one. The one that's been squeezing the yoke like it owes them money for the last hour and a half. I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern here on Radio Hangar, where we spend our time trying to make you a smoother, safer, calmer pilot. And today's tip of the day is one of those things that is so simple it almost sounds too small to matter. It's about the trim wheel, or the trim tab, or the electric switch on the yoke, whatever your airplane gives you. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. Nobody really taught me how to use trim. They told me it was there. They told me it took the pressure off. And then they let me figure out the rest by fighting the airplane for about 40 hours until something finally clicked. We can do better than that today. So let's walk through this together. But before we get into it, quick shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial? They've got you covered. It's a nice way to mark the milestones that matter, the ones that cost you real sweat and real money. aviationsoul.com. Go take a look. Now, trim. Here's the single most important idea in this whole segment, and if you take nothing else away, take this. Trim does not fly the airplane. You fly the airplane. Trim just holds what you've already set. Let me say that a different way, because it's the thing everybody gets backwards. Trim is not a steering wheel for altitude. It is a pressure eraser. Its entire job in life is to take a control force that you are currently holding with your hand and make that force go away so your hand doesn't have to hold it anymore. That's it. That's the whole job. So the correct order of operations, the one the good instructors drill into you, goes like this. Pitch, power, trim. In that order, every time. First, you set the pitch attitude you want with the elevator. You physically push or pull to put the nose where it belongs against the horizon. Then you set the power for the phase of flight you're in. And then, only then, once the airplane is doing roughly what you want it to do, you reach for the trim and you roll out the pressure you feel in your hand until your hand is holding nothing. Pitch, power, trim. Attitude first, trim last. Now here's where students get into trouble, and I did too. It's so tempting to do it the other way around. You're 100 feet low, so you grab the trim wheel and roll in a little nose up to climb back, and hey, it works. The nose comes up, you climb, feels efficient. But watch what you just did. You didn't set an attitude, you told the trim to go chase the altimeter for you, and the trim is slow, and it's clumsy, and it overshoots, so now you're 100 feet high and you roll the trim back the other way, and now you're low again and you're sawing back and forth, chasing the needle up and down, and the airplane is doing this slow porpoising thing through the sky. We call that chasing the altimeter with the trim wheel. And it is exhausting to watch, and even more exhausting to do. The airplane never settles, you never settle, and your instructor is sitting there quietly dying a little inside. The fix is almost annoyingly simple. Stop flying the altimeter with the trim. Fly the attitude with your hand. Let me give you the picture I use with my own students. Say you're cruising along and you notice you've drifted 100 feet low. Don't touch the trim. Not yet. Instead, look outside, and with gentle pressure on the yoke, raise the nose just slightly against the horizon. A tiny bit. Hold that new picture with your hand. The airplane starts a gentle climb back up to your altitude. As you approach your altitude, you lower the nose back to the level cruise picture, again with your hand. And now, once you're back at altitude and the picture is stable, you glance at the yoke pressure. Are you holding a little back pressure? Roll in a touch of nose-up trim until it's gone. Are you holding a little forward pressure? Roll in a touch of nose-down until it's gone. Attitude with the hand. Trim to relieve the pressure that's left over. You see the difference? In the first version, the trim was in charge, and you were a passenger. In the second version, you were in charge, and the trim was your assistant, cleaning up after you so your arm gets a rest. Here's a little test I love. And you can try it on your very next flight. Get the airplane trimmed up in level cruise the way you think is right. Then, very gently, let go of the yoke. Just take your hand off it, keep it hovering close, and watch what the airplane does. If it holds altitude roughly, hands off, for a few seconds, you nailed the trim. That's the target. That's what a properly trimmed airplane feels like. It flies itself, and you're just supervising. If the nose slowly sinks, and the airplane starts descending on its own, your trimmed nose heavy. You need a little more nose-up trim. If the nose slowly rises and the airplane wants to climb and slow down, your trimmed nose up too much. Roll in a little nose down. That hands-off check is the honest answer to the question, Am I actually trimmed? Because a lot of students think they're trimmed when really they're just holding the pressure so smoothly they've stopped noticing it. Their hand has quietly volunteered to be the trim tab. Let go for a second, and the airplane tells you the truth. Now let's talk about the moments where trim matters the most, because it's not really in cruise. Cruise is easy. It's the transitions that get you. Every single time you change power, you're gonna change pitch, and you're gonna need to retrim. That's not a flaw in your flying, that's just physics. Add power, the nose wants to rise, and you'll be holding forward pressure until you trim it out. Pull power, the nose wants to drop, and you'll be holding back pressure until you trim it out. So think about a normal traffic pattern. You're abeam your touchdown point, you pull the power back, you add a notch of flaps, the airplane wants to pitch and change speed, and there's a pile of control pressure suddenly living in your hand. New pilots just grip harder and muscle through the whole pattern. Their arm is rigid all the way to the flare. The better way. Every time you make a configuration change on downwind, base, and final, you set your new pitch attitude and your new airspeed, and then you take 1 second to roll that pressure off with the trim. Set flaps. Trim. Set flaps again. Trim. By the time you're on short final, your hand should be relaxed and you should be making tiny corrections, not wrestling. Here's the payoff, and this is the part that connects straight to your flare and your landings. A pilot who is fighting a big wad of untrimmed control pressure on final cannot feel the airplane. Your hand is so busy holding force that you've lost all the fine touch you need for a good roundout. But a pilot who trimmed off the pressure on the way down has soft, relaxed hands, and soft, relaxed hands are the hands that grease it on. So many landing problems are really trim problems wearing a disguise. Let me tie this to the standards, because I want you thinking about it the right way for your check ride. The Airman Certification Standards, the ACS, the book the examiner is grading you against, is full of tight tolerances, level flight within 100 feet, airspeeds within 5 or 10 knots depending on the task. Here's the thing, you're not going to hold those tolerances by hand fighting the airplane for 2 hours. You physically can't. You'll get tired, you'll get sloppy, and the numbers will start drifting right when the examiner is watching. The pilots who hold those tolerances effortlessly are the ones who trim precisely. A well-trimmed airplane basically wants to sit at the altitude and the speed you set. It's doing most of the work for you. So when the examiner is looking for you to hold altitude and airspeed, what they're really seeing, whether they say it out loud or not, is whether you know how to use your trim. And there's a quieter thing the examiner is looking for, too. They're watching your hands. A relaxed pilot with light fingertips on the yoke reads as a competent, in-command pilot. A tense pilot with a death grip and a rigid arm reads as someone who's behind the airplane, no matter how good the numbers happen to be at that moment. Good trim technique literally makes you look like a better pilot, because it makes you fly like one. Let me hit a couple of common mistakes, the ones I see over and over. The first one we already covered. Trimming to chase altitude instead of setting attitude with your hand. If you catch yourself reaching for the trim before you've moved the yoke, stop and flip the order. Hand first, trim second. Second mistake, trimming in huge cranks. Some folks grab that wheel and just spin it, and now the airplane pitches hard the other way and they've made it worse. Trim in small amounts, little inputs, roll a bit, feel the pressure, roll a bit more. You're sneaking up on zero pressure, not slamming into it. Third mistake, and this one's sneaky, trimming for the wrong airspeed on final and then not noticing. Here's the trap. Your trim setting is really an airspeed setting. When you trim, you're telling the airplane what speed it wants to hold. So if you get slow on final and you fix it by trimming instead of by adding power and setting the attitude, you can end up trim nose up and slow. And if you have to go around, that airplane is going to try to pitch up hard on you the second you shove the throttle in. Set your speed with attitude and power. Use trim to relieve the pressure, not to set the speed directly. Keep those rolls straight in your head. Fourth, electric trim runaway. If you fly something with electric trim, or you're heading toward glass and more complex airplanes, know where your trim interrupt is, know how to disconnect it. It's rare. But a trim motor that runs away on you is a genuine handful, and the time to learn the switch is on the ground with a checklist, not at 400 feet. Now, let me give you the practical takeaway, the thing to actually do on your next flight, because a tip you don't act on is just trivia. Next time you fly, pick one phase and make trim your whole focus. I'd suggest your climb after takeoff, you rotate, you set your climb attitude, you set climb power, and then before you do anything else, you consciously roll that pressure off the yoke until you can fly the climb with two fingers. Then hold that. Two fingers all the way up. If you find your grip tightening, That's your cue. Something changed and you owe the airplane a little trim. Then do the same thing when you level off at your cruise altitude. Lower the nose to the level picture, let it accelerate, set cruise power, and trim off the pressure. Then do the hands-off test. Let go for 3 seconds and see if she holds. If you spend one flight just paying attention to how much pressure is in your hand at any given moment and driving that pressure towards zero every time it builds up, I promise you the airplane is going to feel like a different machine. Smoother, calmer, like it finally stopped arguing with you. Because here's the deep truth of it. Trim isn't really a comfort feature. It's how you free up your brain. Every ounce of attention your hand is spending holding pressure is attention. You're not spending on the radio, on traffic, on the weather, on the decision you're about to make. A well-trimmed airplane doesn't just rest your arm, it rests your mind. And a rested mind is a safer pilot. Learning to fly is hard. It's expensive. It's humbling. And some days you drive home from the airport wondering if any of it is sticking. This is one of the days it does. Trim is a small thing you can get genuinely good at, fast, and every hour after you crack it is going to be a little easier than every hour before. The reference for all of this, by the way, is right there in your airplane's flight manual and in the flying handbooks, the FAA. The Federal Aviation Administration publishes for free. The airplane flying handbook lays out the pitch, power, trim sequence in black and white, and it's worth a read tonight. Thanks for spending a little of your day up here with me. There's more where this came from over at radiohanger.com. Go fly, trim off that pressure, and let the airplane do a little of the work for once. You've earned the break.